presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
BBC News Business.
November 5, 1041 America, New York. Twitter UK staff get deadline over cuts consultation. Hundreds affected by Twitter's worldwide job cuts have 3 days to elect a representative.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
November 5, 10 o'clock America, New York. The limits to growth? In the 50 years since the limits to growth was published in 1972, its grim Malthusian message has gripped the social consciousness. Its central thesis was that since the Earth's resources are finite, it would not be able to support the exponential rates of economic and population growth and would collapse before the end of this century.
New York Times Business.
November 5, 9:53 America, New York. Berkshire Hathaway reports third quarter loss. The company's huge investment portfolio lost money, while its insurance arm felt the effects of Hurricane Ian and inflation-driven rises in property and damage claims. Warren Buffett, the chief executive of Berkshire Hathaway, earlier this year.
Global economy.
November 5, 9:47 America, New York. Interest rate rises boost Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway results. U.S. Fed's monetary policy hits Berkshire's stock portfolio but nearly triples returns on its cash pile.
Marginal revolution. November 5, 9:38 America, New York. The USG program with the highest benefit-cost ratio? I am talking here about individual, discrete activities of the government, not general or overall functions. How about this for a nomination, namely U.S. Embassy air quality tweets?
New York Times Business. November 5, 8 o'clock America, New York. What will the midterms mean for big business? The GOP and corporate America, longtime allies, are showing signs of a breakup, which recent polls suggest will likely play out with a Republican House.
Global economy.
November 5, 7:02 America, New York. Heat will almost double death rates in poorer Pakistan than richer Riyadh, scientists report. Global warming study based on mortality data shows glaring disparities in damage to life and work.
New York Times Business.
November 5, 5 o'clock America, New York. YouTube may have misinformation blind spots, researchers say. The video platform said it had limited the spread of misinformation ahead of Election Day, but new research showed that false narratives continued to slip through. The nonprofit Media Matters identified a variety of videos on YouTube that contained misinformation.
Daily FX Market News.
November 5, 2 o'clock America, New York. Bitcoin and Ethereum forecast for the week ahead. Bitcoin and Ethereum post strong sessions following NFPs. Higher prices ahead?
Global economy.
November 5, 1 o'clock America, New York. It's still Ben Bernanke and Milton Friedman's Fed. Central bank policymakers do not seem to want to find new tools that work.
Daily FX Market News.
November 5, 0:00 America, New York. U.S. dollars suffers biggest drop 7 years. Is that the start of something? The Federal Reserve made clear its intention to keep up its inflation fight, but that drive will only last so long. The DXY dollar index suffered its biggest daily drop since December 2015 to end this past week, while stretching a record-breaking run above the 100-day moving average.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
November 5, 0:00 America, New York. Why Elon Musk's quest to revive Twitter is likely to fail. Musk's strategy at Twitter might work at a startup, but Twitter is a mature company in an extremely competitive market, with little prospects for growth.
BBC News Business.
November 4, 2342 America, New York. Twitter. Musk defends deep cuts to company's workforce. The site's new owner says he had no choice but to slash jobs. Cuts which appear to affect 50% of staff.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
November 4, 2159 America, New York. Nike suspends partnership with Kyrie Irving. Nike moved to distance itself from the basketball star after he was suspended by his team for being slow to disavow anti-Semitism.
Daily FX Market News.
November 4, 2000 America, New York. Australian dollar outlook. Wings clipped by the RBA. The Australian dollar lost ground after the RBA continued to tilt away from a hawkish stance and the US dollar was underpinned by a Fed hosing down inflation. Will AUD, USD go lower?
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
November 4, 1933 America, New York. Arbitrator rules on Fox option to buy FanDuel stake. The ruling paves the way for Fox Corp. to take a bigger position in the fast-growing sports betting industry. BBC News Business.
November 4, 1856 America, New York, HSBC UK customers unable to access online banking. The bank says it is investigating after customers reported they were unable to pay for their shopping.
Day Trade Review.
November 4, 1533 America, New York, Traditics Review, pros and cons of this platform. Considering using Traditics as your new trading platform? Before you dive in, read our in-depth Traditics review. The post-Traditics review, pros and cons of this platform appeared first on Day Trade Review.
Marginal Revolution.
November 4, 1452 America, New York. Why Businesses Fail. This paper is about micro-enterprises in Brazil, by Priscila de Oliveira. Micro-firms in low- and middle-income countries often have low profitability and do not grow over time.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
November 4, 1407 America, New York, the doves were wrong. In late 2021 and early 2022, a number of pundits warned that the Fed was moving too quickly to tighten monetary policy. It is now clear that these pundits were wrong.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. November 4, 1243 America, New York, industrial policy, shortages, and supply. Heading into the winter, Europe is facing an energy shortage. This is a true shortage, not a smurfage. It is characterized by artificial restrictions on both supply and price.